everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 321. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday, but I'm not delving into a book today. I'm sorry. Can't help it. But next Friday, definitely there will be Book Insight because that will be my last book I will be discussing that will be published on December 26th, and that will be talking about Alphabet City 12. So the topic of discussion today is the biggest lessons I've learned this year as an author. And there are five things that I'm going to delve into. So let's get started. So first thing that I've learned is that carving my own lane has been very, very, very beneficial to me. And what I mean by that is the content and the things that I write about. And I say this because my original plan with A Woman's Worth was going to be a 12 book series. But with all of the things that are going on in the world regarding men, I said, I need to write about men's issues and I need to continue discussing these things. And the struggles and growth of a man was scratching the surface of what men deal with and go through. And that was a book series where it really focuses on younger men, like in their 20s. I didn't like fully immerse myself into discussing things that go on with men in their 30s, their 40s, and their 50s, things of that nature, right? Having children, being financially stable, all those things, right? So I decided to say, all right, Woman's Worth, 6 books. A Man's Plight, 6 books. The irony of it is I wrote those books and published them, but I didn't start seeing the results of the work I've done until this year. What I mean by that is my book sales have been great in regards to those book series on Barnes and Noble's, Overdrive, and some of the smaller bookstores. So when I speak on carving my own lane, it's very beneficial to do that for yourself and stand out from the crowd and don't do what everyone else is doing, which is why I don't write all the things that everyone else is writing about. Now, there are great things that a lot of authors are doing in regards to writing, you know, things on social issues and social justice and, police reform and racial issues, which is a very, very, very huge topic of discussion. And I've, tackled that, component with I Woke Up a Black Man, Cold Blue, Note to the Badge and Gun series, things of that nature, right? But there's also school shootings where I tackled that a few years ago, which was the Kids with Guns series, which was a 5-book series. So for me, carving my own lane has been huge for me. And this year I went through the process of writing about the inner cities of America, right? And I wrote a 12-book series called Alphabet City, right? And it was great writing that book series. I'll never write a 12-book series again, but it was one of the more challenging things of my life. But I will just say last summer was, boy, was it a journey. But what I'm trying to say is that I am very meticulous and careful in what I choose to write, what I choose to delve into, things of that nature. I always said to my mom I wouldn't write about suicide and abortion. I am sticking to my guns with never writing about abortion because I'm a man and I have no place in that, right? But suicide I did decide to tackle, and that there will be a book on that next year, right? Took a leap of faith, took a chance, but I wrote it in a way that no one would think about. But anyway, I'll get into more details about that next year, when I start discussing my books. So, second thing, helping others fulfills me. What I mean by that is I, you know, help someone, you know, with their process of, you know, publishing a book, and it's been a great journey, right? And there have been people who have emailed me and, you know, done the whole like, hey, what's the journey of being an author and writer? And I want to do this, I want to do that. And it's just like, okay. And then you share the truth of what it is and what it entails, and then the emails stop. But I did a podcast episode on that a few weeks ago. So if you want to listen to that, please feel free to backtrack. I don't remember the exact episode, but if it does come to me while I'm, you know, speaking currently, I will let you know. Actually, it is podcast episode 312. 312. So that's not too far away. And that's not too far back. That's about 3 weeks ago. But anyway, so helping others fulfills me. And, you know, there was a book festival that came up earlier this summer, and about, I would say, a few weeks before the event, I saw it and I said, oh, I know a couple of authors. So I shared it to about maybe six or seven authors, give or take, and about three came to the event. So they were very thankful because they had opportunities to meet people, things of that nature, because that's what I'm about, helping people to get to where they want to be. I share websites, I share all these things that are important. And if you want to be an author, you want to publish a book, you want to go through that process and that journey, definitely reach out to me on my website, which is aquarianmindwrites.com or theaquarianmindpodcast.com. You can reach me out on that contact form there too. All right, number three, which is what I started to delve into, which is networking. Networking goes a long way. And I will, you know, take a rewind back to what I was just referring to, which is the book festival that I went to about 20 minutes from my house in July, July 1st to be exact. And it was very fulfilling. It was a great event. I met a lot of great, you know, met a lot of great people, you know, did some networking, sold a good amount of books, to kind of get myself known and my name out there. And that's a great thing. But the other aspect of it is I joined theunsealed.com, and it is a writing community of people who talk about social issues, social justice, social reform, experiences they've been through, life experiences, poetry, like all of these things, right? And that opportunity, joining that community and paying a membership, opened the door for me to be on a digital billboard, not once, but twice. So that's where networking is so important. You never know who you're going to meet, you never know who you're going to come across, you never know what opportunities are going to come your way. And when they do come your way, you got to take advantage of those things. And I was hesitant for you know, a little bit, for like a good probably hour when it came across, you know, my Instagram, you know, feed and all that stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna make the investment, take the chance, and now I'm starting to get known, right? And there's another big thing that's going to be happening, but I can't necessarily announce it yet. But when it gets closer to that time, and it's, you know, part of this unsealed community, I will definitely be sharing it with you. But it's definitely happening. It's just I'm not putting it out there quite yet, but it will get put out there in 2024. Number four, results show as time progresses, which is what I talked about when I was referring to, you know, carving my own lane and writing certain things. And I would say that my podcast is still in the process of growing. I still act like I'm an unknown, and I think I'll always be that way. I always feel like there's an opportunity for me to reach someone somewhere, whether it's here where I live in the United States or in other countries. And I feel like I want to really start branching out into other countries. And I'm going to be figuring that out over the holidays when I kind of spend time on the East Coast. Sometimes a change of scenery brings ideas and, you know, brings things to the forefront. But the results always show. So if you're doing the work, you know, right now, let's just say you're going through this grind and you're not seeing the results that you had hoped for or that you want or whatever the case is, don't feel like the results aren't going to show themselves, because they are. And for me, it shows through, you know, the listenership, you know, with my podcast. It shows through knowing, you know, people who are reading my blogs. I'm posting my blogs on a platform called Medium. Quite sure a lot of you all know about it, but if you don't, it's a platform where there's a lot of writers and collaborators that write about all kinds of things that, you know, they feel are important to them. And it's a great platform. And once again, I'm posting blogs from like 2020 currently on Medium, and it's starting to garner people reading and, you know, subscribing and paying attention to the things that I write. Are all my blogs going to get read? No, but you never know who's going to come across your blog at some point and read it, right? So that's the mindset that I have in regards to that. So the results will show as time progresses. I am, you know, have done pretty well with a Man's Plight series, a Woman's Worth series, and the Alphabet City series this year, right? That's beautiful. I mean, hey, that's three book series out of like, what, eight that I have? I have no qualms and no problems about that. So that's how I take it. Now, the last thing, and it's huge, your support system. Man, when I tell you all that it's important to have the right support system, I cannot say, bar none, it's the most important thing, right? So it's my mom, my aunt, my three best friends, great. But now, you know, you start to see other people that you meet and come into your life, and they start to ask you the questions and start to understand you and who you are and what you're about and why you do the things you do. And they're really into what you're doing. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I have an amazing friend that I met earlier this year, and she's awesome. She's amazing. And she's been such a great support system. And I'm so thankful, right? For, you know, her support. And it doesn't necessarily mean like, you know, people have to go buy what you're selling or, you know, do all these things, right? It's just the simple conversations that you may have with someone, and they may inspire you and they may motivate you. And yes, she is someone who is great and she inspires me, right? So that's beautiful, right? I mean, I don't expect anyone to read 55 books currently as I stand. Like, that's just, that's crazy. It's astronomical. If anyone ever reads all of my books, I will definitely commend them, and they will definitely get some sort of gift package sent to them or whatever. I'll figure out something. But the point is that you need to have the right people around you to make sure that you're good at all times, and to push you, to inspire you, to motivate you, but then also to tell you, hey, slow down, or hey, take time for yourself. And that's something that she has done, and a huge kudos to her. And, you know, a lot of other people who have come along the way who, you know, see what I'm doing and know what my purpose is. I don't force people to know what I do. If people choose to follow me on social media, they will see what I do, and they'll either be interested or they won't. And that's, I think, the best way, you know, for you to approach things. If people know what you do and they don't support, hey, it is what it is. But I'm a person who keeps receipts, and I'm a person who, you know, knows what energy is real and what energy isn't. So those are the five most important things that I've learned this year as an author. And there will definitely be more lessons to learn next year. Now, some announcements. Next week will be the final week of podcasts for this year. So, next week coming up, Monday, December 11th, I will be talking about being an introvert. So that episode will be for all the introverts. Wednesday will be outworking your potential. And December 15th, the last podcast for the year, will be talking about the journey of writing Alphabet City 12 and the books that are coming up for next year and things of that nature. I was going to make the big announcement next Friday, but I'm going to do it today. Next year, my podcast will be going through some changes. Not necessarily anything major, but somewhat major. I will only be having podcasts every 2 weeks. So there will only be 6 podcasts a month starting next year. It'll be alternating weeks. So I'm doing that because I have done so many episodes. I've done so much content. And I have to get back to recording audiobooks. That is just imperative and is very important to me. And to only have 5 audiobooks out of 55 books I've published is just not good. And I know that I need to take the time to start recording audiobooks and start focusing on that. And that is very, very, very important to me right now. So if you don't know, I do have audiobooks, and I will leave the link in the description. It's on payhip.com/JamelCruthers. My audiobooks are there. I Woke Up a Black Man, Code Blue 1, 2, 3, Struggles and Growth of a Man, Part 1, and then A Woman's Worth, Part 1 and 2. Those are available on Apple. So I do have plenty of audiobooks, so I need to start working on that a lot more. I'm currently, as I am speaking on this, finishing up The Man Who Lost His Soul in audio format. That book focuses on men and domestic violence and what they go through and deal with as far as being in bad relationships and marriages. So I will be finishing that up in the next, I would say, few days, hopefully, and then I can get that posted. So that's the big announcement. Every 2 weeks, I will be having podcasts starting next year. And next week, I will let you guys know when the first episode will be for 2024. If you are a listener for the past 3 years, I thank you graciously. And you know that I take the last 2 weeks off of the year. You know, it's time to decompress, figure out what's next, spend time with family. I always venture my way from 70 degree weather to 30 degree weather in New York for the past 3 years. I will be doing that once again this year. And that will be for about 8 days, and then I'll be flying myself back here to be in some warmth again. All right, everyone. I thank you for listening. As always, theaquariummindpodcast.com is the website. Feel free to go on there, subscribe there, throw in your email. You'll get notifications when the podcasts are available. Everything's categorized from book series to my top episodes in regards to being an author and a journey. And you can see all of the podcasts as far as My Mondays with Mello and My Motivation Inspiration. Have a good weekend, everyone. Be good and go accomplish your goals.